Yeah, so I have from January, I think it was January, I've been praying and praying and praying for a house, and we've been in a property. So my daughter had pneumonia, and that because my house was full of mould, and then she caught pneumonia, so I then went back to the flat after a holiday, and it had a lot of mould in it. So I rang the my housing association, and I said we've been because we decided that night to stay in a hotel because Darcy become ill a few weeks beforehand, and we stayed in a hotel. And then I rang the housing association on the Monday, and I said that this is not acceptable. I want to be moved. And I need you to do something. So the lady put us in a hotel for that night, and from then they put me in put myself and my family in a hotel for the evening, and I all paid for. And then on the Tuesday I was then put in a temporary accommodation. So I've been in that temporary accommodation since, I think it's been July, and it's now September. So it's been a fight, but I've kept saying what I want, not what I see. And I've had many hiccups. The council said they're not rehousing us, we've had to go back to the house. The main council said they weren't going to do anything, and then even though everything around me was negative, you're not getting it, anyway, it was the last chance we had. The manager of who's on my case come back and said that they are giving us a house. So I waited for the street. The street is, I then looked on Google on the street, and I was searching the houses, what was the housing association, and I seen number 64, and number 64, wow, I was like, I said to my partner, Jack, this is amazing, look at this house, imagine that was ours. And he said, you're mad. And I said, no, I think this is going to be it. This is our house. Anyway, I got a phone call. I think it was the couple of days after. And they said it was number 64. So I went and viewed it, and it's stunning. It's a lovely house, two-bed house, big garden. Bearing in mind, they could have put us anywhere. They could have offered us a flat, a high-rise flat. They had said, we have one property and one property only we're going to offer you, and this is going to be the offer. And all along I've said, I'm going to get a two-bed house with a garden and a big kitchen. I've said it all along. And I went in the property, and it's got a big kitchen, it's got a big garden, and it's got two bedrooms, it's a house, and it's lovely. So I completely and utterly praise God, because I knew this was all of God. Everything that had, this lady that come back and obviously said that we were having the house, I just knew it was of God. Anyway, so that was, I think this was August. So from August, I've then been praying, and I said to God, God, I want a certain amount of money for the house, because we've also lost all our belongings. So my children's beds, our bed, the only thing we were going to be moving in with was the kitchen appliances. So I prayed, and I said, God, I want a certain amount of money, and this is what we need, and just left it. Anyway, my mum then booked the weekend and the week off, and for our house move. I then got a phone call last week saying it's been put back a week. And I said, this is not right, because my mum booked the time off, and obviously I need help with the children, need help with the move. So I just left it. I said, God, this isn't of you. I just left it. And then I get a phone call Monday, and I said, and they said, we're sorry for the hiccup, but the move is now being moved till tomorrow, so that's the 10th. So we're moving tomorrow, which is the original date. Even though I prayed, I said to God, I said, this isn't right. My mum's taking a week off. I obviously need the help. If it was put back a week, she didn't have the weekend off, it would have just been, it would have been real difficult. So they've now put it back. So I get the keys tomorrow at 3:30. And I then, I think it was last week, I received part of the money, which I prayed for, and because we're going to have all flooring, all new flooring, which is going to be about £1,500. So that was one of our main things, and obviously we need the children's beds, we need our beds, we need wardrobes, drawers, everything. So anyway, so I was like, thank you God, we had part of our flooring money, which was perfect, we could at least do some of it. So sadly, my grandmother passed. So my grandmother passed in, I think it was June or July, and I am, so she left the grandchildren money, but the grandchildren are not going to get this money until the house sells. But I spoke to, so I text my auntie and I text her and I just explained the situation, and I said to her, we've obviously lost our belongings, etc. And I texted this probably 2 weeks ago. She didn't text back, so I thought, oh right, she's obviously still grieving, she's probably not in the right mind, I'm not going to bother her. So she rang me yesterday, and and she said, hello Becky, how are you? And we're having a conversation, and then have said she's got brand new wardrobe and brand new chest of drawers, which were my nanny's. She spoke to my other auntie, and she said it was fine for me to have it. So I've now got a brand new wardrobe, a brand new chest of drawers, and the flooring. And she also had said that there's a bit of hiccup in the family anyway, but she agreed with my auntie that her and my auntie are gonna send me over the money that obviously my nanny had left to us, but obviously I wasn't supposed to have this yet. So it's like God's perfect timing,
yeah,
because God knows we're really in need. So yeah, I'm halfway there for the money, halfway there. So I know God has provided the first bit, and He's going to provide the rest. And we're managing. I think we've got a few other things to get. Yeah, so we've got the wardrobe, we've got the chest of drawers that they're bringing over, and she's also sending me money tomorrow, so we can today or tomorrow, so we can get the other stuff. So yeah, God's just done absolutely over and above right now, and I feel so blessed. I've just really kept in there, I've been given faithfully, I've been even though I'm moving tomorrow, I've stuck to my one-on-ones, I've stuck to being with God and keep focusing on Him, not focusing on circumstances. And I've managed to clear the house out on my own, in my car, with the rubbish, with two children. So my children, luckily my mum had the children today so I could get the big stuff. I've literally got two more things to take to the rubbish tip that I can't do on my own. So, but I managed to get all the carpets and everything up on my own, which God must have given that strength today, because that was just unbelievably difficult. But I feel really, really blessed. God has really blessed me. And oh yes, so this week a few things unfolding in Jack's work, and Jack's a real, real grafter. I don't have to be there to see what he does. I know my partner, I know who he is, and he really grafts. So Jack asked for a pay rise. I think it was probably the start of the year and he got ignored. So from then I just said to him and just like, it's fine, like it'll come when it's due, etc. So I could just give him encouragement, you're a great worker, just saying you are on really good wages, like just keep in there. And the other day, a lot unfolded with his work, and I just said, do you know what, God? He deserves his pay rise, and he deserves to be seen who he is in the company, instead of everyone else taking what he's done. So I prayed this, and then I just left it. I didn't even think of it, to be honest. So 2 days ago, he was, a few people left, and the manager was able to see what Jack was able to do by himself with another, just one more person. But because Jack's been there since day one, they knew it was Jack. So he said, wow, I can't believe how much work you've done. We're gonna now promote you, so he's now supervisor of the company. Yeah. And he's getting a pay rise. So awesome. All in this week we've had many testimonies, and it's just been absolutely amazing living the life that we're living is absolutely, like, I'm keeping focused no matter the circumstances, because I'm not saying things haven't been tough, because it does get tough some days, but I've kept my focus with God, and I knew that I've had encouragement from my minister and just to keep focused, and I've really listened and kept focused during the time, and I'm just seeing so many blessings. Just in 1 week we've had about 5-6 blessings, and we're moving house tomorrow, which is great. So we've got the people coming around Saturday to do our flooring, and then everything will be in, and it's just going to be brilliant. And on Monday, we'll be in our new house, fully focused. If people are going through challenging times, I would say stay around like-minded people, stay around the people who are of faith in your brothers and sisters in Christ, and really listen to the encouragement that is being spoken to you, and really stick in there with God, because it is tough as it could be. It'd be tougher without, a lot tougher without God. So for me, I just feel that I encourage people to just keep in there and keep with God and keep praying. Pray without ceasing, and just know our God is so faithful, and he won't let us down. And for me, I've seen this. This is probably one of the biggest things that's happened, because I've stuck the course. I've stayed in there and I've listened. And God puts us with our ministers. So they're gonna then give us the encouragement that God wants us to have. So, and I've really encouraged people to give, and just pray about the giving part as well. If pray about it, pray what God wants you to give. Don't just sit quietly and really pray and ask God, what do you want me to give every month or every week? And really just ask him, and no matter the circumstances, just keep what God says, because he will bless you over and above. So that's my encouragement to people, definitely.
Yeah.
To keep in there and just listen to what the ministers have to say, and obviously listen to what God is saying to you. Really listen and just go forward with it. My desire is to completely stick in there, completely, and my real desire, but I want that labourer. I want to be able to teach someone, and I was praying for it this morning, praying for that one hungry person that will come, and they will listen to the word, and then then God can bless them through me. And yeah, that's what my desire is, to really connect with someone who wants to connect to God.
Yeah, I wanted Becca to share that, because I want to put it on the website just to encourage you, because sometimes there are things that are going on, not that we expect them or we ask for them, but as we stay with God, then, you know, we stay practicing the right things that we've been encouraged to do, everyone goes to God. I mean, ministers are there just to encourage, but we all go to God. We go to Him for everything, and we give Him our desire. We cast our burden. If there's burdens, you just give them to God. If you've got one problem, you give that to God. If you've got many problems, you give them all to God. And then, in the meantime, you just carry on doing and expecting from God, because we know that if God hears our prayer, He's going to answer them, and He really has done. You know, seeing the great growth in Becky is just really a wonderful thing that God is really doing. The key thing to that is the honouring God. That's very important. You know, when we do that, it opens up everything else for God to really abound all grace towards us. And so I've been really excited seeing that in the Soon Fellowship, as well as with Becky and Danny and other people, that God is really swiftly, quickly answering prayers, that He's coming through on a major scale, because those elements are there, the elements of going to God, keeping God first in our life daily, staying with God through good times, challenging times or difficult times, honouring God and speaking in tongues, speaking God's words to other people, and giving our desire to Him. These are just what, this is how we live our life, just naturally spiritual living every day and staying faithful. So lots of people give up before the answer actually materialises, and that God wants us to see, you know, like He's doing something and then we give up and then it stops Him from moving for us. But God is also a great God of grace, and it's all about His grace. Like, God does the work, His favour, His love. And so Becky's testimony has really blessed and built me up, very much so, and other people's testimonies as well. But we're talking about what God has done through Becky, and I really wanted her to share this, and I thank you for that. And we've put this up to encourage other people. You know, and there is a scripture in the Psalms that says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And not only does He deliver us, but He does it spectacular style. You know, because we have an amazing, super abundant God, and nothing's impossible with Him. And He's saying, look, why are you trying to struggle? Why are you trying to sort things out yourself? Just come to Me, do what I give you to do. And if you do that, then I can super abound all My blessings to you and do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think. And that's what God's done for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Of course.
So yeah, so thank you, Becky, and I'll put this on, and I know this will really encourage people. So bless your heart.